Bus Éireann has suspended the 303 bus service from O'Malley Park and Carew Park in Limerick after two serious incidents on the route in recent days. And Dermot O'Leary is the General Secretary of the National Bus and Rail Workers Union, and he's obviously very concerned about his members' safety. Dermot O'Leary, good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya.
First of all, I know Gardaí are investigating. I hope the two drivers who were involved in these incidents of antisocial behaviour, that they're doing okay.
My understanding is that they are, and obviously don't can't speak with individuals, but it appears they're doing okay, and obviously they were shocked in terms of what occurred there. And I think one of the drivers is more experienced than the other, just the nature of the beast, people coming and going in Bus Éireann. But certainly the person that's experienced has been here before many times, unfortunately, and that's part of the problem we have here on you. And whilst the incidents in Limerick are pretty serious of themselves, it's just, I suppose, an almost daily occurrence across all modes of public transport now that we're having reports, of assaults, verbal, physical, racial abuse on members of both staff and indeed members of the travelling public as well. So this is just a symptom of a wider problem.
So do you think Bus Éireann have done the right thing in suspending the service? I mean, the whole community is having to pay the price now because...
Well, yeah, just to be clear, let's be clear here on you. I mean, Bus Éireann, I suppose, have, as the headline is, they're suspended, but actually, in fact, the drivers themselves, through their respective trade unions, both the National Bus and Rail Union and SIPTU, took the choice themselves, took the option themselves, and that's always been the case because, unfortunately, whether you like or not, Bus Éireann, Dublin Bus and Irish Rail are semi-state, publicly owned companies, and there is obviously a reluctance on their part, ultimately, I suppose, initially, sorry, to move in that direction as quick as we can move in that direction. But certainly, the safety and the is paramount, and the safety of our members and indeed the travelling public comes first before any considerations around who does and who doesn't own the company, who funds and who doesn't fund the company. So there is that ongoing concern.
And as you say, it's not unique to Limerick, this problem of antisocial behaviour. It's not unique to Bus Éireann. It's across all cities, all modes of transport, public transport.
Absolutely. Well, look, we've been campaigning for many years and you've been on the show and lots of other media platforms on you talking about a dedicated guard of public transport unit, that won't solve every single problem we have with antisocial behaviour, but will serve as a deterrent and will tell people that are inclined to offend that there's actually a sanction at the end of this and you could be arrested and detained and brought to court. And we've been, speaking to political parties across the whole spectrum here. We, over recent times, I suppose, we are slightly encouraged or somewhat encouraged, if you like, that some of the parties, and indeed nearly practically all the parties now, support our view that there should be a policing resource on public transport and indeed the government parties themselves. And only recent months, the Taoiseach came out in his own party conference in Fianna Fáil and gave support to it, as Sinn Féin and many, many others across the political spectrum. So we're saying it's about time you turn those words on with actions and actually create that unit to help and assist us on the first hand in trying to provide safe transport for people that work there and people that travel there. But the bigger picture and the Independent this morning is reporting on measures and initiatives from government, further initiatives from government to encourage people to use public transport. No matter what they do, with back to buy schemes or reduce fares, whatever infrastructure they put in place on you, they won't encourage people that haven't used public transport before onto public transport if they listen to the likes of me talking to Anya Lawler on Morning Ireland with respect. So there's a bigger picture here that needs to be, to be seen for what it is. Public transport, no more than anywhere else in society, has problems with antisocial behaviour. It needs to be addressed, but it needs to be addressed through the legal system and rigorously addressed.
But I mean, as far as I understand, the Garda Commissioner is not in favour, am I correct in that, at the moment, or has not been, even if you're getting more political support for the idea of a dedicated transport police. Is that right?
Well, the last time I checked, and look, I know more than yourself, I have an avid interest in politics. I'm immersed in it in the job I do. We don't elect Garda Commissioners. We elect politicians to legislate. The Garda Commissioner acts under, and I hate using the word instruction, but there is legislation which available to the Minister for Justice and indeed the government if they want to dedicate a Garda public transport unit, there'll be one set up whether a Garda Commissioner agrees with it or not.
And then the
politicians hide behind that.
Okay, but the other question, Dermot, is, it's all very well to, say we're going to set up a Garda transport unit, but we know that, the Gardaí are well below strength at the moment and having trouble making the numbers they're aiming for. So where would the numbers come from for a Garda transport unit?
Well, again, that's a consideration. But I mean, what we've been saying to politicians and government in particular is that at least the very first step you should make is that you declare that you're going to establish a Garda public transport unit. Declare that, make that public policy, legislate for it. And at least then you can build the resources. And as you know yourself, there have been changes in the rules around recruitment. There have been changes in the rules around the age bars and all that. So over a period of time, one would hope that people would actually come in and join the Garda. It is a problem. And by the way, Anya, the Garda representative body, both the AGSI mm-hmm. and the GRA are fully supportive of having a dedicated unit for public transport. So all the ingredients are there, from the political environment to the willingness of the Gardaí themselves on the ground to embrace such a unit. So again, it's time to turn those actions into words. I will say, and I've said it already, Anya, it's not the panacea. It won't cure all the problems of antisocial behaviour, but it certainly will serve as a deterrent.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. That's Dermot O'Leary, the General Secretary of the NBRU.